Jesus was unambiguous in stating that the harvest is accomplished when the angels remove the wicked from among the righteous. However, the watchtower's present teaching of the parable assumes that the righteous wheat is first separated from among the weeds. Clearly, though, in the parable, the harvester angels are said to accomplish a thorough cleansing by removing and destroying all corrupting influences from within Christ's kingdom. Jesus went on to explain the meaning of the parable. Therefore, just as the weeds are collected and burned with fire, so it will be in the conclusion of the system of things. The Son of Man will send forth his angels, and they will collect out from his kingdom all things that cause stumbling and persons who are doing lawlessness, and they will pitch them into the fiery furnace. There is where their weeping and gnashing of their teeth will be. At that time, the righteous ones will shine as brightly as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let him that has ears listen. In the illustration, his kingdom can only represent Christ's congregation. For example, Colossians 1:13 refers to Christians being delivered from the world of spiritual darkness and transferred by Jehovah into the kingdom of the Son of his love. The question is, if the weeds of the illustration represent the false Christians in Christendom, how could such individuals also be said to be in God's kingdom? Please note, Jesus said the weeds would be collected out from his kingdom. Also, how could it possibly hold true that the angels have already removed all things that cause stumbling and persons doing lawlessness from Christ's kingdom? How could such a thing have been accomplished in 1919? Surely Christ was not saying that he would dispatch his angels to clear the stumbling blocks and lawless individuals out of Christendom, was he? Furthermore, if the angels commenced the removal of such things from among the true sons of the kingdom back in 1919, why are there still innumerable stumbling blocks and persons doing lawlessness among Jehovah's Witnesses up to this present moment? As an example of a stumbling block, it is well known that beginning in the late 1960s, the Watchtower's spokesman began to cultivate the expectation among Jehovah's Witnesses that Armageddon was going to commence in 1975, or thereabouts. In the ensuing years after that fiasco, thousands of disillusioned witnesses left the organization. For them, the 1975 hysteria was a spiritually upending stumbling block. More recently, the organization was forced by reality to drop the teaching that individuals from the generation of 1914 would still be alive to personally witness the end of the system. Again, untold numbers of Jehovah's Witnesses have been stumbled, perhaps even some from among the anointed sons of the kingdom. Still more recently, the Watchtower's hypocritical NGO affair has also proven to be a cause of stumbling for some of Jehovah's Witnesses. It is also the case that there are countless numbers of spiritually lawless individuals among Jehovah's Witnesses, so much so that tens of thousands of immoral witnesses are disfellowshipped every year. And of course, there are many other problems that afflict the congregations. So how can it possibly be true that the angels have initiated the harvest that removes all evils from Christ's kingdom? Are Jehovah's powerful harvester angels really so ineffectual? Also, if the harvest truly commenced in 1919, and supposedly all the false Christians were bundled up to be thrown into the fire back then, why is it that no such destruction has taken place yet? Instead, the entire generation of those presumed weed-like individuals have merely passed off the scene, evidently being replaced by a new bumper crop of weeds. Besides, sound reasoning insists that the concluding harvest is not conducted over decades, but is accomplished in a relatively short period from among an already gathered crop.